This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of July 14th, 2005.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad Cop No Donut!
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
He's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. First, we have an update of a story we featured on last week's show. Scott Druyan is an LAPD officer who was found guilty at an internal hearing of several charges relating to sexual misconduct on the job, and his termination from the department was recommended. He was also accused of beating up his wife, Michelle, but an investigation by the LA County Sheriff's Department never resulted in Druyan being charged. The LA County District Attorney's Office also declined to charge the officer. Michelle Druyan, Officer Druyan's wife, tells us more in this excerpt from an interview we broadcast last week.
She, in fact, was receiving oral sex while on duty, was frequenting the nude strip bar that was within his division, him and a partner, using their badges and uniforms to get in for free, and were actually customers during their duty. They each met one of these strippers and started affairs, and it would protect each other and cover for each other, and it was all going on duty. They'd go to an abandoned lot that was had construction or being prepared for construction, and they worked nights, so it was very late, off of the main highway, and do their business there and cover for each other. I was beat up pretty good. They came to my home. They took Scott was not here. I had asked him to leave. He was at his mother's. So they took a report, issued a temporary restraining order, and took many photos. And at the time, it was two male officers or deputies. So they came back a couple hours later with a female officer to photograph my backside because I was pretty scraped up and, well, bloody on parts below my waist. It went from the middle of my back all the way down to the middle of my leg where I had just basically been thrown across the garage floor and scraped up pretty good and was pretty bloody.
Since last week, Scott Druyan has resigned from his job with the LAPD, and the LA County District Attorney is having another look at the question of whether or not to file criminal charges against him. A few days after we broadcast the interview, an article appeared in the LA Times. The story has since become national news in the United States, and Michelle Druyan has told her story on Fox News and elsewhere. Now we'll have a look at what the police have done for us lately. A police officer in Los Angeles who was assigned to the LAPD's Explorer Youth Program was arrested last Wednesday after being accused of molesting a 15-year-old boy. An Associated Press report says that Officer George Stan was arraigned on Friday on 10 felony counts of oral copulation with a minor under 16 and one felony count of sending harmful matter to a minor over the Internet. Stan pleaded innocent to the charges and is being held on $1 million bail. In an apology, the chief of the Los Angeles department vowed to implement safeguards to protect participants in the department's Explorer program in the future. Last Wednesday, a police officer in San Diego, California, pleaded guilty to creating child pornography. KGTV reports that Officer Brett Hensley faces 3 years in prison when he is sentenced on September 15th. The officer voluntarily surrendered to authorities in January. Almost a year earlier, a computer in Hensley's home was searched, and investigators discovered numerous images of child pornography and emails indicating that he posed as a minor in order to lure young girls into sending him sexually explicit pictures of themselves. Hensley was charged with one felony count of manufacturing child pornography and three counts of possessing child pornography. A police officer in Los Banos, California, who was arrested for domestic violence earlier this month, will not be charged with a crime. The Los Banos Enterprise says that Officer Gordon Small was arrested after an argument with his girlfriend on July 3rd. He was placed on administrative leave and a temporary restraining order was issued. Last week, the local district attorney declined to pursue charges in the case. Small returned to his job as a police officer on Monday. Two San Francisco police officers who are already facing criminal charges for giving alcohol and fireworks to underage girls are now facing internal misconduct charges. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, officers Arkady Zlobinsky and Michael Turkington were charged last month with conspiracy and furnishing alcohol to minors. The new charges mean that the pair may face suspension or dismissal from their jobs. Starting Sunday, residents of Palm Springs, California, have to file their own police reports for minor crimes such as non-injury car accidents, petty theft, and some vandalism, preferably at the Palm Springs Police Department website. The LA Times reports that the move is expected to free up 4,500 hours of police time per year and save the department over $200,000 annually. Sacramento and San Jose already have similar programs. Four police officers are under investigation for alleged sexual misconduct in Tualatin, Oregon. KOIN reports that the allegations involve a female explorer scout and that the misconduct is alleged to have taken place 5 years ago. All four are on leave from their jobs. Explorer scouts are like police interns aged 16 to 21 who receive training and ride along with police officers. The Explorer program has been suspended until the investigation is complete. A Denver, Colorado police officer is facing three felony charges after breaking into his ex-wife's apartment and beating up her boyfriend. According to the Rocky Mountain News, Officer Todd Rumpf is charged with burglary, assault, and criminal trespass. In 2001, Rumpf was one of seven officers who fired 50 shots at a purse-snatching suspect, killing him. A police officer in Columbia, Missouri, was sentenced to life in prison last Tuesday for killing a university student who he was having an affair with. The Associated Press reports that Officer Steven Rios slashed the throat of his victim in June 2004. He was convicted of first-degree murder and armed criminal action in May. He will have no opportunity for parole. Rios testified during the trial that he began his affair with the victim on the same day that he arrested him in April 2004. An Illinois state trooper was charged with 16 counts of official misconduct on Friday. The Chicago Tribune says that Trooper Jeremy Dozier has also been indicted on 2 counts of aggravated unlawful restraint, 2 counts of intimidation, and 2 counts of bribery. Dozier was originally charged with 4 counts of official misconduct after a June 16th incident when he's accused of forcing a young couple to strip and urinate during a traffic stop. He was subsequently charged with another count of official misconduct in connection with an April incident where he's accused of forcing another young couple to strip and run around a construction site naked. Dozier is suspended with pay and is currently free on $50,000 bail. A police officer in Chicago, Illinois, was sentenced on Friday to 4 years in prison for a fatal drunken vehicle collision 2 years ago. An Associated Press report says that Officer John Crass drove his vehicle through a red light in August 2003, striking another car and killing the car's driver. Crass was found guilty in April of reckless homicide and aggravated driving under the influence in the death of another. A former Chicago City alderman has accused the police of beating him outside of a restaurant he owns. The Chicago Tribune reports that he went to assist a woman being robbed and grabbed a broom on the way to defend her from her attacker. He says that the police then attacked him and let the man who attacked the woman get away. Police have charged him with assaulting them. He says that he didn't resist the officers and put his hands up in the air when police asked him to do so. The former alderman says that a recently installed security camera caught the entire incident and proves that his claims are true. He was treated in hospital for a separated shoulder and cuts and bruises, and has filed a complaint with the Office of Professional Standards. Two police officers in Indianapolis, Indiana, were arrested last week in unrelated incidents. According to WISH, last Sunday, Officer Charles Wheeler was arrested and charged with domestic assault. On Friday, Officer Joshua Nygren was arrested for impaired driving after he was discovered driving his squad car drunk after a tip from a concerned citizen who had observed that he appeared to be drunk and was about to get into his car. Nygren was in uniform when he was arrested. A police officer in Greencastle, Indiana, is facing disciplinary action after being accused of exposing himself and sexually harassing women while he was on duty. The Greencastle banner graphic says that Sergeant Samuel Sellers is facing 6 counts of misconduct relating to incidents at 3 different locations between early 2004 and March 2005. Sellers is accused of handing a police dispatcher a note asking her for oral sex. He's accused of exposing himself to the same dispatcher on another occasion. He's also accused of harassing a woman at a traffic stop, harassing a second dispatcher, and of lying to investigators when questioned about the incidents. Samuels is not facing criminal charges and is currently still on the job. The only detective in the Fostoria, Ohio Police Department has been placed on paid administrative leave. The Toledo Blade says that Detective Mike Clark is under investigation for serious allegations of misconduct. No other details have been released. A Boston, Massachusetts police officer appeared in court last Monday after being accused of being an accessory to a murder. WCVB reports that Officer Baltazar DeRosa was the driver of a getaway car used in a nightclub parking lot killing in January in Randolph. The person who fired the fatal gunshots at the victim is still at large. A Marlboro, Massachusetts police officer was fired this week after being convicted of exposing himself to 2 young girls. WPRI reports that Officer Frank Mascarelli was found guilty in May of indecent exposure and open and gross lewdness, charges stemming from separate incidents in 2001 and 2003. He was dismissed from the force by the town's mayor last week after a 4-hour disciplinary hearing recommended the officer's termination. Mascarelli plans to appeal both his conviction and his termination from the department.
And the citizen or the suspect figures, him and me. I'll take my chances. Right? He sees 2 cops. He thinks twice. That stops violence.
We need the truth!
We need it now!
It's 1 police to a whole neighborhood of witnesses. Who am I going to believe, the 1 police or the witnesses, the neighbors?
Police in Rochester, New York, say that the police shooting of a 13-year-old girl on Sunday was justified. The Rochester Democrat and Chronicle says that Officer Mark Simmons shot the girl 3 times in the arm, finger, and abdomen after she entered a room where he was speaking to the girl's sister carrying a knife and came within 6 feet of the officer. Residents of the community where the girl lived held an impromptu vigil outside of the girl's home on Monday. 2 separate investigations are underway to determine if Officer Simmons violated police policy or broke any laws in the shooting. The 13-year-old girl remains in serious condition in hospital. A Bloomfield, New Jersey police officer was arrested last Thursday for running an illegal sports gambling business. An Associated Press report says that Officer William Abenshin collected debts while on duty and in uniform and took bets over the phone. The FBI says that the officer ran his gambling operation from February to October 2003, but could not say why the officer has remained on duty since that time. He's facing 2 years in prison if convicted and is currently free on bond. A sheriff's deputy in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, was arrested last week and is now facing hundreds of child pornography-related charges. An Associated Press report says that Deputy Joseph Sweat was arrested after a June 1st search of his home discovered many sexually explicit images depicting children. He is charged with 82 counts of possession of child pornography, 52 counts of dissemination of child pornography, and 82 counts of criminal use of a computer. Sweat has been suspended from his job and is being held on $75,000 bail. A Nashville, Tennessee police detective was charged with domestic assault last Monday. WTVF reports that Detective Melvin Brown was arrested after his girlfriend reported the assault. Brown's badge and gun were taken away, and he is currently assigned to desk duty. Last Wednesday, a police officer in Nashville, Tennessee, was arrested and charged with driving under the influence of alcohol. According to WTVF, Officer Vincent Archuleta was taken into custody after crashing his car on an interstate highway and then refusing to take sobriety tests. His gun and badge have been taken away, and he is assigned to desk duty until the case is resolved. His gun and badge have been taken away, and he's been assigned to desk duty until the case is resolved. Archuleta was freed on $2,000 bond shortly following his arrest. A police officer in Charlotte, North Carolina, has resigned this week after pleading guilty to driving under the influence of alcohol. News 14 reports that Officer James Efford was charged in May. He was sentenced to 18 months probation and ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. A police officer in Abbeville, South Carolina, was indicted last week for misconduct in office. WYFF reports that Officer Theodore Fabra is charged with punching a man in the face last October. The officer was recently fired from the police department over an unrelated matter. The family of a man who was killed by a Homestead, Florida police officer filed a lawsuit against the city last week. According to the Miami Herald, the suit claims that Officer Anthony Green intentionally shot his unarmed victim. The suit also says that the police department condones a pattern of brutality and excessive force, particularly against black residents. The police claim that the dead man was fighting with Green and was trying to get the officer's gun. An investigation of the killing is ongoing. A police sergeant in Miami Beach, Florida, was suspended last Thursday after being accused of brutality by another officer. The Miami Herald says that Sergeant Doug Simon was accused of using excessive force during an arrest of a homeless man on June 30th. Simon is relieved of duty pending the outcome of an internal affairs investigation. A man charged with murder in Orange County, California, has been set free because of a mistake by the sheriff's department. According to the St. Petersburg Times, a man who was facing trial for killing his girlfriend had his murder charge dropped last week because his right to a trial within 175 days had been violated. An officer told the man he was under arrest, which set the clock in motion under the law, a fact which detectives were not aware of. The accused murderer is now living in Puerto Rico. The family of the victim is understandably unhappy. A sheriff's deputy in Lee County, Florida, was fired last week after he admitted to using cocaine. The Naples Daily News says that Deputy Mark Muldoon made the confession after the sheriff's department received an anonymous tip, and he was questioned by an internal affairs investigator who requested a drug test. Muldoon confessed to having used cocaine for the last 3 years. Although Muldoon has been fired, no criminal charges have been filed against him. A police officer in Winter Haven, Florida, was arrested for drunk driving last week. According to the Lakeland Ledger, Officer James Schramm was arrested after a car he was driving crashed into another occupied moving vehicle. He was also cited for careless driving. Schramm was released on $500 bail the same day he was arrested. A police officer in Krotz Springs, Louisiana, was arrested last Wednesday and charged with 2 counts of indecent behavior. According to the Opelousas Daily World, Officer William Robert was arrested after detectives questioned 2 underage women who said that Robert had forced them to touch him in an inappropriate sexual manner. Last Thursday, a sheriff's deputy in Texas County, Oklahoma, pleaded not guilty to charges that he sexually exploited an 8-year-old. The Guymon Daily Herald says that Deputy James Bishop was arrested after being accused of posting obscene photographs of the child on the internet for profit. Bishop was charged with sexual exploitation of a child, enabling sexual exploitation of a child, pornography, solicitation of a minor, and conspiracy to sexually exploit a minor. Bishop faces life in prison if convicted. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for September 21st. A police officer in San Antonio, Texas, was arrested last Tuesday for sexually assaulting a transgendered man. According to KSAT, Officer Dean Gutierrez committed the assault on June 10th and has been on administrative duty for about a month. The officer is accused of picking up his victim on the pretense of checking for warrants while he was actually off duty. Bodily fluids found on the victim and in the officer's patrol car were determined by tests to belong to Gutierrez. The officer is facing life in prison if convicted. A police officer in Trinity County, Texas, who was arrested and charged with sexual assault of a 13-year-old child, pleaded guilty to a lesser charge this week. A police officer in Trinity County, Texas, who was arrested and charged with sexual assault of a 13-year-old child, pleaded no contest to a lesser charge this week. According to KTRE, Lieutenant Wayne Rowe has pleaded no contest to one count of injuring a child, which means that he will not have to register as a sex offender. Rowe has been sentenced to 10 years of probation, 240 hours of community service, and must pay a $1,000 fine. A Bexar County, Texas, sheriff's deputy who was already suspended without pay because of a domestic assault charge was arrested last Thursday for stealing a dishwasher. KSAT reports that Uvaldo Aviles was stopped after leaving a construction area with a dishwasher taken from one of the new homes. The deputy is free on bond. A police officer from Houston, Texas, was arrested in Kansas City last Sunday after he stole an ambulance from a hospital and took it for a joyride. KPRC reports that Officer Ronald Plotner took the ambulance while paramedics were completing paperwork after dropping off a patient at an emergency room. Plotner was charged with tampering with a motor vehicle. The officer was stopped and taken into custody a short time after he stole the ambulance on a nearby highway. Three police officers in Dallas, Texas, are on restricted duty after they were accused of having sexual contact with prostitutes during an undercover operation. KXAS says that surveillance video may show officers engaged in inappropriate sexual contact with victims of a sting operation where officers were soliciting sex at a spa. The identities of the officers have not been released because they work undercover. A former assistant police chief in San Angelo, Texas, was indicted by a grand jury last Friday after he was accused of handcuffing a woman who refused to have sex with him and a female federal agent. An Associated Press report says that Ron Dooley is currently suspended with pay pending an investigation and is facing 1 year in prison and a $4,000 fine if convicted. The victim filed a complaint against Dooley in May. He says that he handcuffed the woman when she became emotionally upset and uncontrollable after spending time in a hot tub with himself and the federal agent. A police officer in Longview, Texas, pleaded no contest last Thursday to a charge connected to a shooting at his home last June. According to the Tyler Morning Telegraph, police were called to the home of Constable Billy Fort over reports of gunfire. When they arrived, they found the officer smelling of alcohol, agitated, and incoherent. A police report says that Fort believed he was being attacked by animals and other subjects when he grabbed a gun and fired several shots before smashing out a window and climbing outside. He pleaded guilty to deadly conduct charges and was sentenced to pay a $400 fine and serve 32 hours of community service. He will not be convicted on the charge if he stays out of trouble during his 6 months of deferred probation.
Dale, I was going to place you under arrest.
I'm not going.
Correct. You pull, you tense, you brace away from me. That right there, you've escalated the situation from a passive to an active physical.
So you would use the taser in that
case?
That's
correct.
This new policy states that an ECW should be used at a level 4 or higher.
You can talk about training, but until you train them overall, it's going to have a chilling effect on the populations in our schools, and that's a fact.
I attended seven of those meetings,
you are
and all of those parents were not concerned about their children dying. They were concerned about the abuse that your police force has on us.
I will never, ever support the use of tasers in Duval County Public Schools.
And I do not want public trust, and I don't want this issue of taser to drive a wedge between the school board and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. I believe that we can come to a comfortable agreement at some point on what the mission of SROs is, how they should be equipped, and who, particularly who those officers should be.
On Tuesday, a 17-year-old boy in Euless, Texas, died 2 days after he was shocked 3 times by police with a taser. Police say they shocked the teen after he refused their order to lie on the ground. Last Thursday, a man in Birmingham, Alabama, died shortly after police shocked him with a taser. On Tuesday, the mayor of Birmingham ordered the police department to stop using the weapons until further studies on their impact could be completed. A coroner's inquest has cleared two Las Vegas police officers in a June 6th taser death in Las Vegas, Nevada, despite the fact that they were in violation of police policy, which says they cannot use tasers on a handcuffed person. The officers shocked the man three times, including once when he was handcuffed, shackled, and on a gurney. A jury ruled that the officers were justified. Authorities in DeLand, Florida, have ruled that a man who died on March 6th after being shocked three times with a taser by police did so due to acute cocaine intoxication. The Sheriff's Department in Orange County, Florida, has changed their taser policy. Deputies will no longer be able to use the weapons on people who are passively resisting officers, such as people who refuse to obey orders. They will also no longer refer to the devices as tasers. Instead, they will be called electronic control weapons. Police in Duval County, Florida, will not be carrying tasers in the schools they patrol when the schools reopen next month. Police in Timmins, Ontario, are now using tasers. 23 of the force's officers will be trained in their use by the end of the summer. Police in Timmins refer to the devices as conductive energy weapons. The Sheriff's Department in Rout County, Colorado, have received the go-ahead to purchase tasers for its deputies. They asked for $11,000 to purchase 13 tasers.
A set of circumstances that I don't think anybody in policing would want to face, and did the best they could with the circumstances they had.
It was a terrible, terrible tragedy whenever you lose a child. In the way that we did here.
The officers have taken it very, very hard. Anytime you go to a scene and you have a young baby killed, it takes a tremendous toll.
Other than the killings already mentioned on this week's show, police also killed people this week in New York City, Montreal, Quebec, Detroit, Michigan, Durham, North Carolina, West Valley City, Utah, Worthington, Ohio, Sarasota, Florida, and Los Angeles, California, where police shot a gunman who was holding a baby hostage, killing both the man and the baby. That's all for Bad Cop No Donut this week. Thanks for listening. Tune into this station next week for more. If you'd like to send us story ideas or comment on this program, feel free to send an email to ron@ckln.fm. Thanks to everyone who sent in articles for this week's show. There may be some unforeseen problems with the production of this program beginning next week. CKLN-FM, where this program is produced, is moving into a new facility, and we expect that the production of some programs may be affected for the next month or so. I apologize in advance for any interruptions in the production of this program, and I'll do my best to make sure that the program is made available on schedule each week during the move. If all goes as planned, next week we will be updating a story we brought you back in February. Whitehall, Wisconsin police officer Daniel Wineski was sent to jail for 7 years for forcing a 14-year-old girl to perform a sex act on him in his squad car while he was on duty. Next week we'll tell you more about the victim's battle for justice in the wake of his conviction. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. See you next week.
Watched him drop. Boy down and how many more must crash. And I said, hey, 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 what's your problem? And I said, hey, 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 what's your problem? You know the cops no play by our rules, and they're earned up to that day. I got fined 1354, a fucking half on my case. Who plays the cool? Who plays the cops? Them drop. Young man dropped out last night. He or teed on PCP. The cops stood 10 yards north while I tried to him break. I said, hey man, please hurry. And I said three times, get help. But hey man, what's your problem? You're going to watch him die. Who plays the cops? Who plays the cops?